Penguin Random House Audio presents Robert Ludlum's The Treadstone Exile by Joshua Hood. Read for you by Ron Butler. Prologue. Mahay, Seychelles. It was almost midnight when the Sikorsky S-92 clattered low over Petite-Anse Bay. The helo's massive 56-foot rotors bending the cocoa palms that stood guard over the Kempinski Seychelles Resort's private beach. In the back of the helicopter, André Cabot sat comfortably ensconced in the Corinthian leather seat, gray eyes playing over the $1,000 bottle of 18-year-old Yamazaki single malt sitting in the chair beside him. He'd discovered the aged Japanese whiskey the week before, while on business in Macau, and while Cabot didn't think it was anything special, his hosts could talk about nothing else. "You should buy a bottle. Take it with you to Mahay," one of them said. "Might put Pritchard in a better mood." The comment sent the rest of the table into stitches, and while Cabot didn't get the joke, it was obviously at his expense. But he took the hit, forced a smile, and played along, knowing that he was being watched, and that everything he did or said would make its way back to the Seychelles, to Nigel Pritchard. Cabot had been thinking about the conversation ever since, replaying every detail in his mind. His initial confusion at the laughter, followed by the spark of anger that came when he realized they were laughing at him. "A month ago, they wouldn't look me in the eye. Now they dare disrespect me in public." The rage rushed through his blood like a flame up a fuse. But before it could ignite his notoriously vicious temper, it was tamped by the same question that was plaguing him now.